This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. There's a massive park in Seattle that you could drive by but not even know it's there. Freeway Park sprawls through downtown and stretches over Interstate 5. This weekend, it celebrates its 40th birthday. There's a common perception that Freeway Park is dangerous, but Risa Conklin wants you to think differently. She's executive director of the Freeway Park Association, and she told me how the five-acre park came to be hidden in plain sight from many Seattleites.
I think that what happened with this lidded park, which was a great experiment back in the 70s, is that the park was loaded with plant material, it was loaded with fertilizer, and the plants grew much more quickly and much more robustly than anybody could have imagined. And there was no maintenance plan at the time, and there was no community group stewarding the park. So the plants grew quickly and overgrown, and it became, unfortunately, a very dark and scary place for a lot of people. The architecture that was unique in its meandering pathways and all of its concrete forms was unfortunately a liability for the park and for the perception of safety.
There has been a bit of a violent past in the park as well. A woman was murdered in the public bathroom back in 2002. Women have been raped at the park. People have been assaulted. Mm-hmm. Some have said that the design of the park lends itself to crime. What would you say to people who, frankly, are afraid to walk deeper into the park?
At the time, back in the late 90s and early 2000s, before the park went through a really extensive landscape renovation, that it was a scary place. It was a place where people could hide in the bushes, could go unseen if they entered the bathrooms. It's just, it's not that place anymore. I think we worked really hard to develop quite a few infrastructure changes for the park, including a big landscape renovation in 2010. And even though the design is still, you know, there's still some corners that need to be addressed, but that's what we're working on is really is lighting, bringing light into the park as much as possible.
Ultimately, what kind of place do you want Freeway Park to become?
We want people to stop and stay. Often people come and they'll take a picture of the fountains or they'll just walk right through. And so we're trying to provide opportunities for people to come into the park and stay for a while. So we're looking at creating more amenities for the park. So, you know, if it's a coffee cart or if it's a playground or a picnic shelter, we don't have the typical urban edges as most that most parks have. We don't have businesses that open out onto the park. We don't have the sidewalks filled with pedestrians. So we really need to be creative about how do we signal that there's these 5.5 acres of an arboretum waiting for you to come explore.
You say there's a perception that Freeway Park is unsafe, which seems to imply that the reality is different. What's the solution to that problem of the perception?
I think if people come to the park and visit it and spend some time there, it will be very clear to them that the narrative that the park is a dark and scary place is just simply not true anymore. I'm a woman and I'm in the park every day on my own, often into the evening for our evening programs. I'm there by myself sort of closing things up. And I, quite frankly, have never felt unsafe in the park. There's been a lot of work done over the last 15 years to brighten the park and bring life into the park. And we just want people to experience that. So we hope, you know, just a simple visit, I think, will help us really change that perception.
Risa Conklin is executive director of the Freeway Park Association. Freeway Park opened 40 years ago this weekend. There's a free celebration with music, food, and other events on Sunday, running from 11 till 2 p.m. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.